Amen. Thank you, Stacy. Beautiful, beautiful song. God's grace. What a great, great truth. Only by His grace. Amen. 2 Timothy 1 is where I'm preaching from. How many of you have insurance? Anybody? Anybody have insurance? All right, all of us do. Most of us do. Well, hopefully, anyway. Some kind of insurance. I've been dealing a lot with our insurance company here over the roof and everything, and our insurance company is Brotherhood Mutual, I believe, is what Brotherhood Mutual Insurance Company, and I want to give you some information about that. But we have a good company. In fact, we were talking about this with the roofers, Barry Klein and his folks, talked a little bit about that, and then we were talking about it with Washovia, and just talking about how good the insurance company's been. They've been easy to work with, and communicate with, and so far, and they've sent checks, and that's always good, amen. When they send the checks, that's always good, but I want to talk to you about the best insurance, really. In fact, I call it God's assurance insurance, and God's assurance insurance, you can't beat it. It's impossible to beat today. Why so many can smile today. You know, we have folks in this room going, there's people going through some tough times. And yet we have God's assurance insurance, and talked about that last week as far as Easter, and because Christ arose, all the wonderful things that are true in our lives, and how it's not in vain. Everything we do, it's not in vain, because Jesus died on the cross, was buried, and rose again, and that brings a great, great assurance. And so I want to talk to you about God's assurance insurance today. And let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you again for the assurance that you do give us, assurance that the Apostle Paul had, that he made it very, very clear that you're able to keep that which you've committed. You're able to keep the contract. You're able to keep the agreement that you made with us. You're able to do exactly what you said you would do. And we rejoice in that. And we rejoice in the grace of God that Stacy just sang about, that is able to save us and to give us a new life, and then to give us the assurance, God, throughout our lives. We're so thankful for that. Bless now and speak to hearts. If there's anyone here today who does not know Jesus as their Savior, please, God, help them. Help them to get to know Him today and to be saved. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we've gotten the roof is almost finished. They've got one more metal piece that they've got to put all around the edge there, and that is on order. They're just waiting on that to come in. That'll all be done. And then I met with the insurance company, or the adjuster, not the insurance company, but the adjuster. The company is out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. They hire an adjuster who comes out of Jackson, I believe. And they had one adjuster do the roof. Another one has been doing the interior and going through that. They took the estimate from Washovia, and we went through, and line by line we went through, and he said, do you really need that? Do you really have to, and all that kind of stuff. And that's been, that was the other day, 2 hours, just to do a walkthrough and go through all that. The approximates, this is just approximate, not definite, but I'm just giving you some approximates that the insurance will end up paying. They've already paid right around $47,000 just on the new roof, and then another $10,000 on the time they came and did the tarp, and they've done repairs during the middle of the winter when things were really bad. So about $57,000 just the roof alone. The Washovia dry out, okay, that's when they put all the plastic in both to block off the foyer upstairs, and they had all the dryers, the blowers, the heaters, the dehumidifiers, and they had that running all day long for 60-some days. You ready? $50,000. Isn't that something amazing? You say, I could have held a blow dryer and... I understand. Anyway, and then the remodel bid, at least to this point, is going to be right around $70,000. So I have just written an estimate right around $177,000, then I put ish after that, because I understand I don't know how it's going to all totally end up, but right around $175,000 to $200,000 on this. And we've all said many, many times, praise God we had insurance. And we're glad we had replacement cost insurance. That's even better yet, because to say what that roof was worth before the snow fell on it, it couldn't have been worth a whole anyway. But replacement cost is that was also a great insurance to have. But I say all that because we've had a good experience. Really, we've had a good experience down here. It's not been bad. We're not moved in yet. We won't be for a little while, but we're starting to see the light, I think, at the end of the tunnel, and it's exciting to see that. But we've been dealing with insurance. We've been, I've been calling and I've been talking to him. I've actually been emailing. I know it's hard to believe I actually did that, and I've been sending emails, and we've just been involved in that. But I got to thinking about God's assurance insurance, and how much better it is. You know, because man is—it's not tainted with anything that man does. It all involves the promises of God. I mean, this is what happens when you get an insurance policy. And of course, the Varnums have gone through how many years now? 8 years they've gone through an insurance issue that has not been a real fun thing. And you know, we all have experienced. And if you're an insurance salesman, I'm not against you. I'm for you. But I'm just saying we've all experienced. Boy, they love you when you're paying, you know, the premium. They love you. Oh, you need our insurance. This is wonderful. And they think you're the greatest thing. And, oh, we love you. And all this kind of stuff. And then when they have to pay, it becomes a little different. And that's where 8 years now, the Varnums have been involved in that. And but we've had a good experience with Brotherhood Mutual. But I've never had a bad experience with God's Assurance Insurance. I never have. It's always been good. And because, again, it's not tainted with sin or man or greediness or anything like that. God's assurance insurance is, it is all God's promises. It is all God's guarantee. By the way, that's what insurance means. It means to make sure. And they'll tell you, the salesman will say, well, you need my insurance to make sure if catastrophe takes place, you'll be covered. You need my insurance to make sure that if you get injured, you'll be covered. You need, you know, and that's the pitch. I mean, you know, you need my insurance to make sure. Well, you know, the truth is, we all know this. There is no making sure in this world other than what God says. That's sure. That is always sure. And God's assurance insurance, it's guaranteed. Everything he said, everything that he told us, it's all going to happen just exactly like he said. Because, you know, verse 12 is so true, and I love verse 12. I love the song that we sing, I Know Whom I Have Believed. But I love what he says here. He says, for the which cause I also suffer. You know, we're going to suffer. There are going to be some things. He says, for the which cause I also suffer these things. He said, I there are going to be some times where I'm going to suffer. There's going to be some difficulties. In verse 8, he talked about the afflictions of the gospel. He talked about some things that are not going to be pleasant in our lives. He talked about some times that we're going to have health issues. There's going to be times we have cars break down. There's going to be times that we have relationship problems. There's going to be times that we have health issues and different things that happen in our lives. But he says this, Paul says, hey, he says, you need to know we're going to suffer some things, but we can always count on God. We can always count on God. Now, the only people who can't count on God are those that don't know him today, those that don't have his insurance. If you're here today without Christ, you have no idea what I'm talking about. You have no idea. I mean, you have some guarantees, or they say they are. Come on. We don't know if Social Security will ever pay the whole amount. We don't know. We don't know if somebody who is in their 20s will ever get Social Security. We don't know if somebody in their 50s will ever get Social Security. You don't know if you're going to keep getting Social Security. We now, you know, healthcare, because everybody gets it for free, right? See, we don't have, but you know what? With God, there's a guarantee. That's the exciting thing. God's assurance insurance is absolutely, no doubt about it. Paul says, I know, I'm persuaded, I know, there's no doubt about it. He is able to keep it. And you know, when we signed our contract with Brotherhood Mutual, it was, you know, we thought that meant they were going to take care of these things. They thought that it meant we were going to pay our bill. And we've been doing all those things together all this time. But you never know. You ever wonder if the insurance company runs out of money? Oh, no, they can't. Really? Then now you're thinking like the U.S. government. Listen. God doesn't, though. God's promises are guaranteed. So I want to talk to you about God's insurance, or God's assurance insurance. And number one, we see the company. The company. In other words, who is backing this company? God's assurance insurance. Well, I kind of broke it down into three things, and one is the authority. That's God Almighty. You know, you got a pretty good deal there when you have God Almighty. I mean, when God says, I will do this, it's God that says it, okay? When you say you'll do something, well, we think you probably will. When the government says they're going to do, well, we think they might. You know, we don't know. We think they might. When your boss says, well, I will, you know, well, you think so. But I got news for you. When God says it, it's guaranteed, it's done. He's the authority, God Almighty. He's the creator of all. He said this, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. In verse 12, Paul said, he is able. I have that underlined in my Bible. You ought to underline it, maybe circle it, put some little doodads around it. Why? He is able. You think about whatever you're going through today, he is able. You think about that earring today, he is able. Wait a minute, you say, oh, God doesn't care about her. Hey, listen to me. God knows how many hairs, he's numbered the hairs on top of your head. And for me, that's pretty easy. Doesn't take a calculator. But he also watches the sparrow. We don't even care about sparrows. God does. And he's able. He's able. He knows where that earring is. How many times have we prayed? We've heard testimony. Somebody recently lost their glasses. Was that you, Jeannie? I don't remember. Somebody recently lost their glasses, and they prayed, and God showed them where the glasses were. And folks lose things all the time. And you know, you go to God. But I'm just saying, in any area of your life today, he is able. He's the authority. He's the head of the company. Amen? I mean, you have to understand, God's assurance insurance, Paul is recognizing this isn't run by man. This isn't tainted with man, his fingers. It is all God, all the time. God's got it under control. Second thing is the age. In verse 9, here's what it says. It says here, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. That's a pretty old company. What do you think? That's an old company before the world began. In other words, we know this from our Bibles. We know that God has always been. I can't even understand that. Can you? I try to sometimes. Every time I think about that, I get a headache. He's just always been. Well, what about before? Well, he's just always been. You know? And that's a long, long time. Well-established company. What do you think? Hey, you're here today without Christ. You're without God. You've never been saved, okay? Understand this. You can be saved today, and you can get this assurance insurance from the one who's always been. Boy, I'll tell you, this is a good deal. Always has been. And then not only do we see the authority of the age, we also see the assets. And, well, let's think about that. Deuteronomy 10:14 says, behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, thy God. The earth also, with all that therein is. I love that verse because it talks, first of all, about the heaven and the heaven of heavens. That's his. Then it just kind of throws in there as a, maybe in the small print, the earth also. Now, we think the earth's worth a lot, don't we? We've got it all figured out. The earth has, there's a lot of wealth on the earth, right? I mean, we have some gold and some, by the way, all the gold that's ever been is. All right, you'll have to think about that. I'm not going to explain it to you. Some of you are looking at me like there's an eye right here. But all that it has been is. Silver, all that has been is. It's just keeps getting moved and redistributed somewhere else. But the earth is whatever it is, it is. And God just says about the earth, you know, also the earth. But the heaven and the heaven of heavens. Now I start thinking maybe there's one planet that is a solid hunk of gold.
Oh,
say, I'm going to build a rocket. Well, Vacation Bible School's coming. You never know. You just never know. But maybe there's one. What's that real expensive stuff that's more expensive than gold? What is it? Platinum? Is it? All right. Maybe there's platinum planet way up in some other solar system somewhere. Totally just made out of that. You know, maybe there's one planet that's one, just it's a computer chip. Powerful. Or a chocolate chip. That's even more powerful. Amen. I mean, just try to think about the heaven and the heaven of heavens. It's God's. It's all His. We think and also the earth. Yeah, also the earth. Oh, but look at all the stuff we have. Yeah, but the heaven and the heaven of heavens. Now listen to me. So you have to understand, whatever your problem, whatever your need, whatever it is, God can handle it. And when you start thinking about the cattle on 1,000 hills, that's a whole lot of T-bone steak, amen? We start thinking about Him paving the streets of heaven with gold. That's a lot of gold to pave your streets with. I mean, that's pretty good. We think about the gates being made out of pearl, and what woman doesn't like pearls? But wow, His assets, it's huge. He can cover whatever the need, don't you think? Oh, the company, it's a great company. I'm so glad I got saved at the age of 17. I'm so glad I called on Jesus Christ. I'm so glad I looked in the contract and I saw that it was a good deal. And I'm so glad that I signed up for salvation. I'm so glad that I am represented by God's insurance today. And honestly, it's how I can rejoice no matter what happens. It's how I don't have to worry about what is or is not in my wallet. Because He owns everything. Just keep in mind that verse, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's, the earth also. Amen. Good stuff. The company number two, we see the contract, and that is the old King James Bible. For an English person, it works. Amen. It's just the Word of God. You know, He's got a contract right here. You can always go to it, and you can always say, now, God, You said that's how you ought to pray. I've told people for years, that's how you ought to, you know, just get the contract out and say, now, Lord, in here You said, amen. About the time the devil starts messing with you and telling you you're going to go to hell or telling you you can't know you're saved, you just get out the contract and say, well, You said, God said here that, and I trust God. I think God knows more than any old devil knows. I mean, the contract, we all have them. Some of us have a whole bunch of them, amen. And if you don't have one today, before you leave here, we'll get you one. The Word of God. Praise God. Folks, don't just push aside your Bible like it's nothing. Don't just think it's something you use on Sunday. Hey, you know what we've been doing? First thing we did, we got the contract out from Brotherhood Mutual. We got out the contract. We got it to a lawyer. We said, hey, you need to look at our contract. Make sure. Let's get this. Boy, we've been thinking about that a lot. Yeah, amen. Oh, folks, listen to me. When you're having trouble, get out the contract. And by the way, God's not ashamed of what He wrote. God's very pleased. He's very pleased with what He wrote. And by the way, you know what it says? Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. It's non-negotiable. It's all settled. God's contract. It's done. Settled in heaven. All is on file. It's there forever. By the way, it's non-negotiable because it doesn't need to be. There's no need to negotiate it. It's perfect. Amen. The law of the Lord is perfect. And so we have the company, God's assurance insurance. You know, you sure can't beat it. We have the contract, the Word of God. Everybody can have one. Amen. Number three, we have the coverage. And we have to examine our contract often. I encourage you to read your contract every day. I encourage you to get it out every day and just read parts of it. You know, what's amazing about the Word of God is you can read it one day and get something and read the very same thing another day and get something else. Not that it changes because it doesn't change, but you change and your need changes. And it amazes me. It just always applies. It's always good. It's always a blessing. I would encourage you to get your contract out. Why? Because it's God's assurance insurance. It's why, you know, if you don't read it, you doubt. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the what? The Word of God. And if we don't read it, we doubt. And if we didn't have, if I said to Tim, when the roof started leaking, Tim, do we have a contract? He would have said, if he said to me, no, Pastor, I can't find it. Oh. Oh. Say, what happens next? Well, he's looking for it. No. But, you know, boy, that'd be scary, wouldn't it? But we had the contract. And better than that, you know, we have the Word of God, folks. And it just gives us, it tells us our coverage. And you ought to check your coverage out every now and then. Take your contract and look at Philippians 4, verse 19. Philippians 4, 19. And it kind of covers everything. My God shall supply all your need according to His riches. Well, we already know about His riches, don't we? The heaven and the heaven of heavens. That's His riches. I mean, come on, the heaven and the heaven of heavens. Oh, and the earth also. So if He wants to reach down into one of the mines in Colorado and pull up some gold to take care of your need, He can do that. Or if He wants to go to a platinum planet and grab some platinum and deal with that, He can do that too. Or whatever pharmaceutical you might need to cure you of whatever it is that ails you, He's got that over on some planet too. I mean, whatever it takes, whatever the need is, He's got it under control, because my God shall supply all your need according to His riches. Okay, so He's got it under control there. And so our coverage, you know, we just have to kind of figure out what all is the coverage. And one kind of coverage we deal with all the time with insurance is liability. In other words, when it's your fault. Now, Michigan has a cute little thing that says it's never your fault. It's nobody's fault. Isn't that beautiful? Whoever dreamed that up had to be asleep to dream that up, right? And it became a nightmare for many. But anyway, we won't get into all that. But you know, the interesting thing about God's liability, and I love this about it, I really do, you have to admit it's your fault for it to be not your fault. What? Oh, yeah, it's where it all starts. You have to say it's my fault for it to not be your fault. What are you talking about, preacher? Well, I'm glad you're asking, because it gives me something to say. Listen. Here's what I did at the age of 17. God said, you're a sinner. You know what I had to do? I had to admit it. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I had to admit that I was a sinner. And I had to come to Him and say, God, I've sinned against You, and I need Your forgiveness. Please forgive me, God. The Bible says if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. And so to be no fault, which I stand before you today, no fault. If you're saved, you stand before Him, no fault. It's under the blood. But the first thing you had to do is admit it was your fault. We have to come to Him as a sinner. We have to come to Him in need. We have to come to Him lost, and He'll save us. And so we have to come and admit it's our fault before we are then given no fault. Isn't that a blessing? So liability, there is none for the child of God. There's no liability. There's no price you're going to pay. Isn't that great? Well, tell your face. Do you understand? I will never, because when I got saved at the age of 17, my sins became under the blood of Jesus Christ, and now there will never be a time that I will answer for my sin. Never. Glory to God. So liability doesn't exist for the child of God, because Jesus hung on a cross and He paid for our sins. How about property damage or theft or those kinds of things? Well, at Matthew 6, verse 20, we have all these in our contract and many, many more. I mean, I've just wrote down a couple things. Matthew 6 and verse 20. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. You know, the key to a lot of our property damage and theft and all that is where the things that are precious to us really exist. Amen? I mean, if we would just make our most valuable possessions the things that we're putting in heaven, the things we do for God, the way we love one another, the things we do in the name of Jesus Christ, you know, the truth of the matter is that stuff is never going to be. Do you understand God's building a mansion for every Christian? He's got a mansion there. We have an inheritance there. Thieves can't steal it. Moths can't get in it. You don't need, boy, you know, I've often thought when I've smelled mothballs before, it might be better than the moth. I mean, the moth might be better than the mothball. I can't stand the smell of moth. But anyway, the point is, no matter what happens to even our earthly possessions, my God shall supply all your needs. God's assurance, you have to be assured today and that you are insured today because God's got it under control. God has it under control. You say, well, you know, you just talked about having insurance. And to me, God provided us with insurance. By the way, to keep paying the bills, God provided that. So we could pay those bills. That's why I put a praise. Every year at the end of the year, we have our praise report. Somebody said, you put on the praise report, paid all the bills. Do you know anybody who doesn't pay all their bills? Oh, I do. Yeah. It's always a praise to pay all your bills. Amen. Well, unless you get used to living off other people. Oh, well, we'll move on. Anyway, how about accident coverage? Oh, there's a key to that. Romans 8:28 tells us this, and here's the key to accident coverage. Bible tells us there are no accidents. Really? Yeah, never. No accidents. Why? Because everything's part, all works together for good. It's all, God has it under control. It's all part of God's plan. All things work together for good, and therefore we have good coverage there in the area of accidents. God has it under control, and he'll work it for good. You know, we have, I don't know how many people have talked about this roof leak, and oh, the first day, you know, it starts on a Saturday, and I'm walking downstairs, and I hear it raining upstairs. And I think, huh, that sounds awful close. It was. There was a creek running down through the foyer hallway. You know, I mean, I'm looking at pictures of missionaries, and I'm in the middle of the Amazon looking for piranha. I mean, honestly, it's like, oh, the first Sunday after the leak, we have buckets. We had the bucket line. You know, it's kind of like it was leaking, and right in a straight line, we had buckets there. And it wasn't clear, beautiful water. It was brown, nasty water. You know? And it's like, oh! And how many people have remarked, that was such a blessing. What a blessing. This has sure been a blessing, preacher. I'll tell you what, sure was a blessing. And if you were to get a ladder, don't, and go up on the roof and look at that beautiful new roof, you'd say, huh, that's all right. Yeah, that worked out. Do you know in our lives how many times something that we thought was so bad, it turned out for good? But that's only available in God's assurance insurance. That's not the world. If it looks bad, it probably is. But with God, all things work together for good because God's able to work them. Amen? What about health? You know, that's a huge topic nowadays, health insurance. Well, you know what the Bible says in Psalm 34, verse 19? It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He delivereth them out, the righteous, the Christians, saved people. Do you understand? We're delivered. One way or the other, we're delivered. You have to understand that whatever the sickness, whatever the problem, whatever the need, whatever ailment I have, God's going to deliver me. Well, you may die. Delivered. Delivered. Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. Well, Pastor, you have glaucoma. You've had it for years, and doctors say they have no cure. I understand all that. Doctors don't have a cure. He does. Do you not think that God Almighty in heaven could take away the glaucoma where I could see like everyone else? Sure he could. He could have for the Apostle Paul with whatever problem he had with his eyes. And Paul said, I went to the Lord three times and begged him. And God said this. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. You know what he says to me? He says, my grace is sufficient for thee. It'll be okay. Because one of these days, when I go to heaven, I'll have perfect vision. And so will you. All of us who wear glasses, you know what? They're gone. Contacts, gone. Cataracts, gone. Unless you drive one, amen? I'm just saying, you know, his program is by far the best. The coverage that he gives is perfect. How about unemployment compensation? That's pretty important. Here's what he says. He says in Matthew 6 and verse 31, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things. You know, you say, you know, how long is unemployment going to last? Well, till it's gone. But he's got it all taken care of because he just says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. He's got it taken care of. He's going to take care of you. He's going to take care of his children. He's going to take care of his clients, if you will. What about Social Security? Oh, he's got that under control. Isaiah 46, verse 4. Isaiah 46 and verse 4. It says, even to your old age. What's that? Well, that's over 56. Even to your hoar hairs, that's talking about gray hair. I would like to add in parentheses, or no hair. Even to your hoar hairs will I carry you. Isn't that good? And he does. Amen. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. What a great promise. That's so much better than well, we promise you that your Social Security will be there. I'm so glad that when they make that, you know, that's fine. They can make that promise. But I'm so glad I have God, the contract God gave me. His word says, I'm going to take care of you when you get old. I'm going to take care of you when you get old. I'm going to take care of you when your hair is gray. I'm going to take care of you when your hair falls out. I'm going to take care of you when you stoop. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to take care of you, God says. And, of course, life insurance. Life insurance. Well, you know, back in our text, let's go back to 1 Timothy because I love this. Back in 1 Timothy. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy. It's all good. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Notice what he says in reference to life insurance. Verse 10, it says, is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death. Well, I guess that's the best life insurance in the world, right? He abolished it. He got rid of it. Kicked it out. Preached about it last week. Easter. Huh? Yeah, he conquered death. It doesn't exist for the Christian. Oh, our bodies die. That's such a minor thing compared to the spiritual death. It's just, you know, typically by the time our bodies die, we're kind of tired of them anyway, right? We've looked at, well, you say, oh, no. Why do you look in the mirror and criticize it all the time then? Look at that wrinkle. Oh, another brown spot. I was looking at my arm today. I'm sorry, I'm going to get a little personal, but there were two dots on there, and I thought, what in the world are these things all about? And then I remembered Dad. It's amazing how much I'm looking like my dad. You say, really, in the face? No, I'm wrinkling. Because that's how I remember Dad. And I remember brown spots on his arms, and I looked down, there they were, and I said, why, Dad? You could have passed anything on to me, but not these. And so I'm going to wear long sleeves all summer. Nah, who cares? Look, but the thing is, you know, our bodies die and we go. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. And so life insurance, Jesus said in Matthew 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. That's when I signed up with God's assurance insurance. Since that time, I've had everlasting life. Death's abolished. Then I come to number four, the conditions. We've seen the company, the contract, the coverage. Number four is the conditions. What do you mean? Well, It says in verse 9, look at it, it says, not according to our works. What's that mean? That means there's no pre-existing conditions even looked at. It has nothing to do with our works. It has nothing to do with our condition. It has nothing to do with any of that. There's no physical needed. Aren't you glad? Don't you get tired of insurance companies? Well, we'd like to sell you insurance. You're going to have to get a physical. Then you'll know that I'm dying. Yes, that's right. No physical needed. No. You see, here's the thing. The condition is this. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. And so we're all in the same condition. We're all sinners. Yeah. And you have to be a sinner to qualify. So there's no, doesn't matter. It's not according to my works. Yeah. Company, contract, coverage, conditions. Number 5 is the cost. You talk about a deal? Every insurance company, they're all saying, we have the best rates. Yeah. No, God has the best rate. You know what? There is no cost. In fact, you can't pay. It's not possible. If you went through, honestly, today, I would encourage you to do it all year long. Just go through and look at all the coverage and then come to the end of it and you find out there's no cost. You talk about a deal. Yeah, the price was already paid when Jesus died on the cross. When he shed his precious blood, he died for us. Paid the price in full. Paid premium. You and I can't pay it. Wow. What a deal. What a deal. Honestly, if you're not saved today, you ought to get saved. You can't beat it. God's assurance insurance. Number 6 is consent. What's that? Well, the Bible says this, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. Consent. You have to give your consent. Oh, I wish I could give it for people. You ever wish that? Soul winners? You wish you could? Talk to somebody and they say, well, you know, I'm not really interested. Oh, I wish I could be interested for you. Man, I wish I could do it for you. I remember when my dad was lost and without Christ, and I prayed for him some nights, and I would say, God, just let me do it for him. But you can't do it for somebody. You can't, there's no proxy. You ever get letters from, this is the proxy person to sign for you and all this kind of, can't do that. Salvation is you and God. Your decision, your consent. It's totally up to you. I wish, you know, people say, yeah, those Baptists there, they'll try to get you to do things. You know what? It's your decision. We can't make you get saved. It's not possible. You have to give your consent for salvation. If you've never done it, please do it today. At the end of the service, we're just about done. At the end of the service, you'll have an opportunity. Someone will take a Bible and show you just simply the Romans road of salvation and show you how to be saved today and how to give your consent. The Bible simply says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. The consent. Number 7 is the commitment. Paul said it best in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12. He said this, I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. Committed. I've committed my soul. I've made my commitment. God, please forgive me of my sin and save me and take me to heaven when I die. God, I make my commitment to you. I'm calling upon you. I'm lost. I'm without Christ. I need to be saved. Please save me. And the Bible says, it says you can't be turned down. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. And you can't be canceled. I can't be canceled. You ever been canceled? You've had too many claims. What? It was a taillight. That's all. We're canceling your policy. God's policy. The contract with God, never canceled. You say, how do you know? Because he says, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with you always. Amen. Oh, what a deal. What a deal. The commitment. I made my commitment. Paul said, hey, I know what I did. He said, I know whom I believed. I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I committed. I'm not able to keep it, but he's able to keep it. Praise God. the company, the contract, the coverage, the conditions, the cost, the consent, the commitment. Number eight is the confidence. The confidence. What's he say? Verse 7, he said, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. First time I flew, I was scared to death to fly. Couldn't believe anybody would fly. I thought, what kind of nuts are these anyway? You know, I was terrified. So then you get into the airport. Remember back in those, probably the first time was in the 70s sometime. And I remember going to the airport, and there were these little machines right there, and it said, "Life insurance for when you fly." And I went, why would I need that? Why did they put that there? You know, it's like, if you love your loved ones, why? I mean, if I love my loved ones, I'll stay alive. Unbelievable. You know what God says? God, he has not given us the spirit of fear. You can trust the contract. Ever since I was 17 years old, I've been able to trust what God said. I mean, I know, I lay my head on the pillow, and I'm not saying there's not some times that I wonder, and sometimes that I might have some fear, but I know if I do, that didn't come from God. God's saying to me, it's okay, son. It's okay. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Praise God. And Paul said it best. He said, I know whom I have believed. I know him. I know his power. And I know what all he has. And I know that he's going to keep his word all the time, every time. And that brings me to the last thing, number nine. And that's the contentment. I'll have to admit, the roof started leaking. And I wasn't real sure what kind of coverage we had. None of us. I mean, it's been a long time. We've had brother. We had them, and then we had something happen. I don't remember what it was. Hail damage, I think. And so they raised our rates so high, or they canceled or something. We went with Church Mutual, and then we went back to Brotherhood. So I wasn't real sure, you know. And to ask Tim, hey, by the way, exactly what do we have? Well, he doesn't know off the top of his head. So I was sweating. Just a little bit. You know, plus I knew the roof. If you knew the roof, you would have been sweating too. Because the roof was, you know, it had a little age on it. It had three roofs on it. And all three of them were old. The first two were broken. And then the other was put, anyway. So I knew. And I'll never forget that week that I contacted the insurance guy in Fort Wayne, and I'm just it's like, okay, well, and you say, why didn't you trust God? I was trusting God, but let me be human too. And I was just thinking, wow, this is going to be, and they're bringing in all these people, you know, they're bringing in these dryers, and I'm thinking, I don't know who's going to pay for this right now. And how much does that rent for? Oh, that's this much. And I wrote it, you know, okay. And how much does that big thing rent for? Oh, that rent. These are all these blowers and heaters and dehumidifiers up there. And I'm saying, okay. And how much is that every day? Okay. And how much electric? This little man's going to come in. He's going to put a 220 line, and they're going to run that. How long are they going to run? All day, every day? They're going to get it to what temperature up there? Every day, all day? Do you know how much the electric bill's going to be? Oh, insurance will cover it if you're covered. You know, that if word is not a happy word. And boy, when that fella said to me, sent me an email and said, "You are covered." I said, praise God. But then I stopped and I looked at my contract with God. And he says, "You're covered." And we were going through some other issues at the time, and God reminded me, "I'm covered. I'm covered. You're covered today if you're saved." See, the key to all insurance is what Paul says here. He says, "Which I have committed unto him against that day." Because that's, honestly, you pay premium. That day may never come. How many of you, you know, you think about it, how many of you have paid auto premium, auto insurance year after year after year after year after year after year, never had a claim? You don't even know if the insurance is good or not. You don't even know if they'll pay. And that's okay. But that day, that's when it matters most. You understand that day is going to come. The trumpet's going to sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with. Do you understand on that day? We're gone. Saved people, gone. Lost people, left behind. That day. Do you understand? That day will come. I got a kick out of those quotes that I was reading about famous last words, and the guy said, the guy was checking his pulse, and they actually recorded this, and he said, "It stopped." That was his last words. Can you imagine? I mean, seriously. You know what? When it stops, that day, I'm going to find out everything's true. That day when I take my last breath here and I take in my first breath there, that day, that's the contentment. But I don't even have to wait, Brother Bowman, until that day. Because ever since I was 17 years old and I trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, that day has come over and over and over and over where I had to call on the company and the company said, "It's okay." And it was okay that day. Oh, if you're not saved today, I beg you to come to Jesus. I beg you to consent to the contract. Call upon Jesus. Ask him to forgive you, come into your heart and save you, and he will. And you'll find out what I'm telling you is true. And for Christians all over this room, maybe you just need to get into your contract, find out if you're covered. You are.